me and Daniel this week. We got some special guests coming up next week. Big Worm, he said he's going to come on. What was it? On the next podcast. This is just me and you kind of recapping on everything.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about a few things anyway.
Cause yeah.
Keep having guests on and talking about them. Then we can't talk about what's going on.
And your sister.
Yeah. My sister wants to come up. She's just a little bit older than us, but she's been woke up the same as us. I send stuff to her all the time, and she'll be sending stuff to me about what's happening down there in Dothan.
Yeah, we had some pretty interesting guests, though, in the past few, though. I mean, James and Jim and Eric and...
Old Dale Bear.
Dale. We had some pretty good stuff. And then we got Big Worm coming on the next one, and he's doing some good things all around the community.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess we can get into... What's that woman's name? Maxwell?
Oh, yeah. Epstein's girlfriend?
I always think she's running things, though.
I think she is. I mean, just really look at it, though. You got Hillary Clinton. She runs things. It's always the women.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm drinking a beer right now, and it's good. Like, I needed that song on today. Man, I've been, like, so tired the past couple of days. Like, when I say I'm tired, like,
Just gave out. I've been feeling like that too a little bit.
Yeah, but you're wide open though.
I know.
So I guess if you're wide open, you kind of keep it going. But me, man, I'm telling you, like, I'm just, you know what it's like. So you sit down, and that's all you do, and you get so boring, and I'm just get fed up with it.
You need to come back up to the front.
Yeah, I do.
I've been working out too and doing a bunch of different things. Like, I've been working out harder. And doing stuff harder that way, it's making everyday stuff just easy.
Yeah. Well, me and you was talking the other day about the older generation. And I'm not trying to take shots at them. I really ain't. But because they've kind of been lied to about everything. If you want to know the truth, what would I say? What was that? Library that burnt down?
You're talking about the Alexander the Great's library?
Okay. We've been lied to. Everything we've ever been taught is a lie. I think maybe some of American history, for the most part, is the truth.
But that's just because we've been able to remember that.
Yeah.
Whose is that? I don't know. Maybe yours.
Here, I'll toss mine over there.
That'll work. Cell phones.
Yeah. But, so, the end was Alexander... Is that what it was?
Yeah,
it was
Alexander the Great. You know, he was the...
Okay, he had a library, right?
Yeah.
They stole all them books. Everything, put all them books in the Vatican.
In the Vatican, yep.
That's where the truth lies.
That's where all the real history is in there. And that's why you can't just walk in there, though. You got to know exactly what you're looking for, the book and everything, and that's the only thing you can look at.
And you got to be a member.
Yeah.
A rich member.
Yeah, you can't just, nobody can just walk in there.
Yeah.
And
you try to tell these older people, some of these old, no, that ain't true. Look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Look it up.
Oh, it's just, they got the same mindset with everything, though. Like, if you tell them the government's doing something.
No,
they ain't doing that.
Yeah.
They can't do that. That don't even make sense.
They wouldn't lie to you.
I mean, look at all the stuff that
Adolf Hitler wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look at all the stuff that's coming out now, like just all the different things like being censored, being watched all the time.
Yeah.
All this stuff, all of our information goes to a federal agency and it's all stored in a data and they search with keywords and if you hit one of those hot words, they can go in there and look at anything.
But the truth is, they grew up in a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they didn't know anything. It was all peace.
Everything.
Between World War II. I mean, besides the wars, but those were all for money-making schemes for the elite, and that was all that was.
Yeah.
The last big thing was World War II.
But we've been growing up under Bushes, Clintons,
Obamas, all that.
Yeah, the first time we've ever seen an actual president was Trump.
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen anything good happen, actually. I mean, we grew up in the deep state.
Yeah, so we're like, man, there's something ain't right about these people.
We're used to seeing it all the time, so we know we done learned the patterns and the way they think. We've learned that because that's all we've ever known.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I was saying, you know, we ain't think like this for about 10 years or so ago because things feel like they've changed. One person that's never folded and never left what he was saying and everything has come true was Alex Jones.
Yeah. I mean, you hate to say that, but he has been, hey, even Joe Rogan says it. Alex is right.
All the time. And he's like, you are here.
Yeah.
I'm turning the frogs gay. And then they looked it up and what he was talking about. What was he talking about? I can't remember.
He was talking about how the fluoride is messing with the...
Was it fluoride?
I think it was fluoride.
I think it was something else, though.
I can't remember, man. I hadn't listened to him.
But
so
they
long.
Actually looked it up and it was messing with their genes.
Yeah, it was really doing it. It was really turning the biological female frogs, or no, the biological male frogs.
Into females, made
them,
or something?
No, it made them attractive to the other male frogs, and they actually tried to reproduce, and they can't.
Yeah.
But that's what it's doing to them.
And they made a meme out of him saying that, and he was right.
Hey, he was right about the TVs, about them watching us. Yeah. They got a camera in all these TVs.
People was like, oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Oh, look, I was, if
you
we
know,
can ever get a,
people
there's a
thought
video.
He was crazy. Okay, and it sounds crazy. It sounds off the walls, the stuff he said. This, you can't make all that stuff up.
No.
You know what I mean? You can't make that stuff up, dude.
I don't know. If you end up being right that many times, and it's... I don't know. Maybe we ought to start listening to him.
Yeah.
Of course, we have. We were listening to him during the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm. And it was InfoWars. He was in an information war then.
Well, that's... Remember what he said before all that? Remember the main thing he was talking about was he said the censorship is about to start.
Yeah.
And no lie... It started, and then all of a sudden you started seeing these people getting kicked off of Facebook and stuff, and then people started getting kicked off of YouTube, and people started getting kicked off of Twitter, and it started with little people first, and then guess what? Donald Trump got banned off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Everybody's gotten banned off Twitter. They're trying to get Joe Rogan off of freaking podcast.
Yeah, just by not even really doing nothing.
No, he's not doing anything. He's just
looking at the freaking information and bringing people on, and that's it.
Well, you know, every time somebody figures something out, they got to censor them because they don't want that getting out because then everybody's going to start looking at it.
And let's see. And everybody was like, oh, Bob Saget died. The dude was a pedophile. What's her name? Betty White died. Woman, I think she drank baby's blood.
Heck, she said it. She joked about it herself. Yeah, I know. Like, that's the thing they do. They joke about it, and it's like, oh, my God, they're actually telling the truth when you realize that.
Yeah, they do it. They tell the truth in joking form.
Yeah, it's because they're not going to just come out and say, hey, I drink baby blood.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make it seem like it's a crazy idea, but then they're going to tell you it. That way you think they're just joking about it.
Yeah.
And that way if anybody does say anything, you'll be like, no, that was just a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it's a play on words, and it's a technique used by people that are just trying to take advantage of you. They're trying to make, you know, push their agenda out there.
Yeah, they do it. I think it's beyond our wildest imagination what the hell's going on out there, though.
It's evil, man.
Yeah. And if you can think it, it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
If you can imagine it, it's happening. Something's happening.
Did you find it odd that attack on that Jewish place over in Texas or whatever happened exactly the same time that Trump was having his rally?
Yeah. Yep. So they can flood the...
Yeah.
The news?
Yeah, they didn't want nobody talking about Trump.
It's going to get worse. As the closer the election gets, it's going to get worse and worse because they done changed all the laws. Almost every state has.
Oh, they're getting scared.
Yeah.
They're going to lose every seat they got. The Democrat Party is over. It's only a matter of time now.
Yeah. It's
they already see their deathbed. That's why they're fighting so hard there, because they're trying to take as much down as they can with them.
And now that you seen the voting thing they tried to federalize?
Oh yeah,
they couldn't get it passed.
They can't get.
They lost. They lost by 2 Democrat votes. They didn't even get. Yeah. So not just 1, 2.
They're jumping ship.
Mm-hmm. 28 now, congressional. House Democrats.
They're not running, right?
Not running.
They're
resigning. It's up two more yesterday. It was 26, now it's 28.
Now you think, how odd is that? They were so pushing so hard to get their seats, and all of a sudden they're leaving?
Yeah.
As soon as all these lawsuits are coming up with the child pornography, you know, not the pornography, but it's probably that too, but the pedophilia and the election still in itself.
Did you see the there's 8 names that the judge won't release on that Maxwell case?
No, I didn't see that. Yeah, I hadn't really been following
eight
too
names,
much. But
there's 8 names they won't release, and I don't know if the judge... I don't...
It's probably because they're such big people that
that's what it is.
What the, when it comes out that it's them, it's going to just blow everything out the water because those people are in our government.
Oh yeah,
or were in our government. Let me just tell you right now, it's going to be two of them's going to be Hillary and Bill.
Oh yeah,
and then probably the Obamas. That's four right there. It's probably going to be some Bushes in there.
I don't know. I think they're too stupid. I think they're just dumb, corrupt politicians is all they are.
I don't know.
All he's ever...
Obama, remember, he was with the Pizzagate stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to be in there ordering $10,000 hot dogs. Yeah.
$10,000 hot dogs?
Yeah, all that stuff. It was crazy. And they're like, make sure they're extra. You could tell he's a pedophile.
I gotta get this situated. I need to pull up some things.
Oh.
I need to pull up that, what was we looking at earlier? Joe Biden. Why do you think they think you're
unfit? Yeah. Why do they think you're not mentally fit to be president? And he goes,
I have no idea.
What?
What a fucking
idiot. I don't even know if I'm president. What? Where am I?
That dude's an idiot, man. I can't believe that dude is sitting up there at the White House or wherever.
I can't believe his wife is that big of a POS to allow that to happen, you know? I mean, if that was my wife making an embarrassment of herself in front of on TV, you know, I'd be like, no, that ain't going to happen. It's just, you know, it's just they're ruthless against each other, and they don't care anybody else but themselves.
But seriously, I am excited about what's going on with our podcast. Like, I never saw all this coming.
No.
I really didn't. You know, with people listening and the people wanting to come on and things like that.
Yeah, I didn't think they would actually.
I mean,
you got hopes and dreams, but until it actually happens, it's.
It really ain't nothing but probably just stepping in and doing it.
Yeah.
For the most part.
That's a lot of it. It's just, you got to be not scared to do it. Just go out and do it.
Like, all my life, I was taught from some people, like, you don't need to do nothing. You got to go to work, stay in line, pay your taxes, and you can never do nothing for yourself, you know?
Yeah, work on your credit. Get your debt built up.
Yeah. That's how you buy stuff. You just get in debt. No, if I was taught right, it would have been a totally different situation. But
yeah. And even with that, you're supposed to be able to.
All right, I'm back on. Had to go look at something real quick, but it wasn't nothing but just a quick get up.
We're going to watch this video with the resident in the White House.
See if I can find it. I have no idea there will be a Republican. What do you say? I have no idea. What the hell? Nah, there it is.
I bet. Ad. Ready? Ad.
Well, I got it on mute, so.
I hate those ads. I remember back when it didn't have that stuff.
Yeah, I do too. It was better. Way better then. What the heck? Look.
Here you go.
Thank you very much for this honor. James Rosen with Newsmax. I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
They're really showing themselves to do really well.
I have no idea.
That's it. I have no idea.
So basically, he's saying they had a poll, and most of the people agreed, or 49% agreed with the statement that he's mentally unfit. And he was asking why Why does he think that people think that? And he goes, I have no idea.
Yeah. You see Trump's music he come out to this weekend?
Nah. I think so.
So the Undertaker.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he come out to the Undertaker.
Y'all better get on True Social because that's where we're gonna be at. Yeah. Everybody's going there, and once it comes out, we're gonna have the free flow of information.
Yeah, you need to get rid of. Facebook.
Get off Facebook. Get off all that stuff. We're going to True Social.
Yeah, and you got Gitter. You know,
Rumble. You got Rumble. Sorority.
You got Gab. You got
Clapper.
Clapper.
Parler.
Well, they may have fixed Parler. I don't know.
They fixed it, but
you got to sign
apps,
in every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because the app stores won't carry it. They deleted it off there. But you can
Telegram.
Get address.
You got Telegram. You got many different platforms.
There's ways to get your information besides having to turn BitChute. TV on.
You got BitChute. And that's another, like YouTube type deal. But, yeah.
Well, that's where everybody's at. That's where all everybody's going there.
Yeah.
Everybody's moving out of the mainstream social media is because of the censorship.
Well, you have to.
They shut you down. You're not just going to give up and roll over. That's why we're America. Because we don't give up.
We just keep on doing it. And they're like, why can't we stop them?
We keep doing it and laugh in their face.
Yeah. They're retarded, man. You literally have the mental idiot.
Well, they're too busy. They're so selfish that they can't think about anything else. So they mess themselves up.
Yeah. You know, hold on. Let me see if I can find this other one. I don't know if they ain't going to be able to see it, but it's freaking hilarious. What was that? Kamala mad, yeah.
Oh, yeah, whenever they wouldn't let her talk or whatever and she was getting mad. Well, there's your wife coming in your big old truck.
Yep. Mad, what was it, MLK Day?
Yeah.
I'll just put that, see if that pops up.
And, you know, we're talking about history, you know. Even MLK, Martin Luther King, is not taught right. None of that stuff is taught right. Did they not know that Martin Luther King's granddaughter, is a Trump supporter?
Most people don't.
Like, they don't understand that Martin Luther King was a Republican, the same Republicans that we are, the same Republicans that Donald Trump is. See, that's where the biggest lie ever told was that the party switched.
Yeah.
They never switched. They just switched their victims.
Yeah.
They went from, you know, having slaves back then to having economic slaves now.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
We're actually all slaves. All slaves to the fiat currency.
To the central banks. Yep. They got us in a debt cycle.
The biggest lie is having slaves but making them think they're free.
Yeah.
You know? People don't realize how much slavery they're in right now.
I mean, do people not realize, like, when you go to work, you work and work and work in your whole life for nothing. You end up with nothing at the end. They take everything.
You have a little, you know, if you do your retirement stuff right, but it ain't nothing, really. I mean, what, a couple $100,000?
Right now, it's nothing at all. I mean, how much does groceries cost?
Yeah.
You can't even feed yourself right now.
Not really.
And you're working yourselves to death. I mean, just imagine how it was back then whenever one person can support an entire family of, 10 kids.
Yeah.
Now you can't even support a family of 2 kids on one, you know. You can't even support yourself hardly on one salary.
No.
You got to have 2 people, and then you're still struggling.
All right. What do you think about the mayor?
I think he's doing a heck of a job.
Well, what he can do.
Yeah, what he can do. I mean, you can't really control what people do. Because they've been under a certain mindset for so long that it's almost like, I don't know. They don't really know what to do with themselves. So I'm talking about the shootings and stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like,
they got to lock them up and throw away the key.
I think they are. I think they have been. They've been popping them here.
It's like those
bank robberies. Whenever that happened, the one that happened over here, they caught that guy pretty quick.
Yeah.
And
they didn't catch the one in Tupelo, I don't think.
Or the one in West Point, I don't think. I'm not sure, but I know they caught the ones over
here.
What
happened all at one time?
It happened with, 2 days of each other. It's like a string of them.
Sung and Brave around there.
Yeah.
But there's, a cop every...
I know.
Other car.
I think a lot of that is having to do with the Biden crime wave, too, that's going on all over the country. Like, people just think they can get away with anything. I mean, look at what they all did under Trump. Just remember all the defund the police stuff, all that stuff that they were doing against the police, and now they got their side in there, or what they think is their side, and now they're like, we can do what we want.
Yeah.
Because we got the people that are going to have our back. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what their mindset is, but they're pretty dumb when it comes to it, because they're not gonna have their back.
Yeah. I just want to tell everybody out there, just a little quick break up. You get a chance, hit them little three little dots if you listen to any of our podcasts, and do us a favor and just share it whatever platforms you got, because we have a pretty good podcast going on now, and the more the people listen, the more we can get the word out. You know, it's a ground up thing.
Yeah.
You know, we starting everything from the bottom up. We don't know how we got into this. We don't know why we got into this. We just kind of doing it for really everybody. So it gives not just us a place to talk, but if somebody wants to come on, they can say something, you know, that they want to say about their business and everything. And if you share it on Facebook, whatever you got, just share it. Just do us a favor and share it. That's all we ask, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you want
every
to keep,
time, every week.
If you like the podcast, that's the way to keep hearing it, because if we don't, you know,
and
more views we do, the more we'll do it.
Yeah. And
the better stuff we'll have on
it. Yeah,
there.
That's right. We can afford to do more every week, you know.
Having better guests.
Because we get up to 100,000, then we can just quit our jobs and do it every day.
Then we can go out and start going out into the field and interviewing people.
Yeah. It just, you know, it's a bottoms up thing, and I mean, I ain't never been a, you know everybody, you know what I mean? And nobody really cared, but
we ain't nobody special.
Yeah. So, but people are coming on, and you know, I mean, just like every other American citizen out there. But yeah, get a chance, share it. Give us things you want to talk about, like at ruthlessedtalk@gmail.com. We need anything y'all want to talk about. We will talk about it. It don't matter.
Yeah, and we'll, you know, do a shout out for you too. I mean,
yeah.
If you got a question, we'll say your name on air and or whatever you want. It's
and if you got a business and you want us to shout it out, let us know. You know, and give it to anybody. You know, if you want to make us a sign or something, and we'll shout it out for you.
we'll shout it across the rooftops.
But we got a lot of things we got in mind for the future of this whole thing. And I got a pretty big vision of where I'm wanting to take it and how I want to go with it. I mean, want to make it, you know, a community type of thing, you know.
Yeah, just for a voice of the people for around here locally.
Yeah. And you know, people want to come on that's listening somewhere else. So, you know, we got Zoom. They can Zoom call in. Or if they want to make the trip, they can make the trip. Or if they're in town, they can make, you know, come on. That's listening, because I, you know, people messaged me the other day, and they're listening from, I don't know where they're from, honestly.
I know a few of them are from, they're from out of state listening. But that's just the people that we've been getting on from the social media part of it.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of people out there listening. But like I said, you know, just anything you want to talk about, let us know. Because we do it. We do it for fun, and
I'm not scared to talk about anything.
Heck no. And I mean, why not? You know, that's the biggest thing. That's what I think. Why not? Why not do it? Ain't nobody stopping us.
No. Ain't nobody stopping us.
I mean, we get a little money from doing it. You know, it ain't much, but we get a little bit.
Well, we ain't even out for the money anyway. We just want to.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, even we're actually having fun doing it, and we get a little couple cents every time they hit play.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about another media source that's around here is WCBI. They've just been going. They don't even know what to say anymore. I've been looking at everything.
You shut them down every time.
Look, at COVID, they were talking about COVID. And then on one hand, they're talking about how bad it is. And then on the other hand, they're like, well, countries are letting up their lockdowns and stuff, and it's not as bad as what we thought.
Everything contradicts themselves.
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
You know why? Because ain't nobody listening to them.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get views, and they're not getting them.
Yeah, because nobody wants to hear what they're saying anymore.
Everybody's tired of damn negativity.
We want the truth, and we want to hear the good stuff.
I think positivity
breeds positivity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're all negative all the time.
Well, they always talk about a very small percentage of people that are not normal. I mean, that's not the normal.
No.
And they're trying to make it out like it's the normal. And the normal is us. It's normal people.
What about WTBA? What are they doing?
WTBA is pretty good. They're not bad. They normally just stick to the weather and stuff.
Yeah. They're pretty much the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah. But they're better
than... All right, John.
Yeah.
But you remember that?
Yeah.
crazy.
If anybody doesn't know, we get a bunch of tornadoes here in Mississippi. A bunch. And they
the mic down.
I know it. They'll pop up in like a split second. So
I think that's on here. That dude was crazy.
Oh yeah. He went on the Stephen not Colbert. It was man, we were just talking about that.
It was it was. It wasn't Colbert, but it was one of them.
It
guys.
Was one of those little talk shows, night shows or whatever.
What was his name? Matt
Labon. Matt Labon. Labon.
How do you spell that? There it is.
That's it right there.
This one?
Yeah, that's it. I remember watching that live.
What, this episode?
When
it was going on.
Yeah, man.
I do too. And that tornado hit Hamilton.
Yeah. You know that tornado messed my uncle's house up. He lives up there.
Team at our office here, and their job is to comb through local news footage. Every day they watch hours of local news from all over the country. A very sad group of people, but every now and then they hit on something, and they
this dude's an idiot too.
Little,
I don't like
nice
him.
Nice little diamond from a local station in Mississippi today, where things got stormy between chief meteorologist Matt and a non-chief meteorologist named John.
Non-chief meteorologist.
This is a tornado likely along Stone Boulevard right now, near the Y Center Drive, which my cat died last week, and I know this well because we took him to the vet school down there a number of times.
Telling some stupid story.
We believe this is a tornado, significant tornado on the ground. John, I need you off the phone. I need you to check radar, and I need you to look at this tornado warning up here. I need to see if I need to be on it or if I need to stay on this for a second since I have this ripping through a town. Now we do have reports, John. We do now have reports from the Mathiston area.
John's all over the studio, I guess. One, he's on this side. He's over there. He may have killed that guy's cat.
I killed his
there's
cat.
There's a lot of pent-up weather anger, and there's more.
Well, now, what is that?
Uh-oh.
Okay, we need to verify that. That could potentially
you know what
be a
happened,
tornado
John?
Debris signature there. On StormTrack Doppler radar. You know what happened, John? In 5 minutes, we didn't have radar data. It produced a tornado.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was John's fault.
Tornado, John.
Yeah, like it was his fault. But still, that's the type of stuff that goes on here in Mississippi. Craziness. I'm excited for our guest coming on, though. Like, I'm excited for Big Worm coming on, man. He's a pro boxer, or he's got his pro card. And I
wouldn't want to get hit by him.
Heck no.
That's a big dean.
Yeah. And you're a big boy. He's way bigger than you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
But he's got his pro card, and, you know, he's went down some roads, and it'd be our first time actually getting to talk to him one-on-one. I mean, I've talked to him before and, you know, seen him out and stuff like that. You know, just, you know, friends or whatever, but just seeing each other and things like that.
You know, you hadn't really sat down and interviewed him then.
No. I've never sat down
and
talked to him
like
that.
Asked him. Yeah, I mean... Honestly, a lot of people don't ever get interviewed like that. So it's pretty special thing. Especially with Big Worm.
Yeah. What he's doing. I mean, as long as he keeps it up, you know, that's don't let the devil interfere with him and just keep on rolling. That's the big thing.
Well, you know the Christians by the fruits of their spirit, so.
Yeah.
And he's got them, so.
Yeah. But what's wrong with people like what's wrong with people?
Man, I don't know what's going on, man. There's something going on right now.
What's wrong with people?
It's just like craziness. Like,
nobody's working. Like, and then people won't go to work at, what is it? You know, the people with fast food and all that stuff. Nobody goes to work. How is there that many people out there that don't want to work or is not working?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
I mean, there's so many people.
Well, there's so many jobs open right now, like good jobs.
Yeah.
Like, if you want money, go to these good jobs.
But
hey, you can't
anybody's
stay.
Out there that don't. I mean, I'm pretty sure everywhere is hiring.
Yeah, everywhere.
And like, but that like, I don't understand why nobody's working. Like,
I don't see how they can do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Like, I know everybody be like, well, they don't want to work. I get that. Okay. But not everybody. I mean, there's tons of homeless people out there, right?
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody hiring them?
I don't know. I think we ought to start hiring all the vets that are out there.
Yeah, that too. I mean, there's even around here. I mean, there's probably homeless shelter everywhere, but they're so set in their ways they don't even want to work.
Yeah, that's their lifestyle a lot of times.
They're like, I got plenty of food. It's America, you know. I go out and get some corn from a field or something and be. Because you can pretty much do that anywhere. If you can walk, you can pretty much find food anywhere.
Yeah.
In a dumpster. I mean, ain't no telling how much food's in a dumpster.
Oh, especially, I mean, everywhere around here, they just throw the food out when they're done with it.
Yeah. So, like, they can just chill behind, like,
McDonald's and get some beans.
Yeah, for real. Oh, they throw tons of that stuff everywhere every night. Just climb over in there and get you some cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
But... I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, nobody has a drive anymore to want to have nice things.
No, I know.
It's just,
it's
whatever. I'm gonna get high. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
They don't care.
I don't care.
Don't care about
call
nothing.
Call mama, look bad.
You can't be telling inside jokes.
Sorry. I don't care. Me crying all the time. I'm sick. Dude being there with a dang thermometer pointing at his head.
Am I sick today?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dang. 98.5. Man, I can't do that today. Let me go in here and try to throw up a little bit. And that don't work. Let me go over here and smash my finger.
Yeah, but it ain't just that. Everybody, it's just, something's wrong.
It's everybody. It's the older people, too. I've seen a bunch of them, too. It's not anything to do with age. It's all about your character.
And then they're firing people for not being vaccinated, right? So they're having to shut down portions of the hospital and things like that. And there's shortages.
Yeah, and those people that are not vaccinated aren't getting sick, but the ones that are getting sick, and they're letting those people in.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Dude, these people were vaccinated. They had nurses that are vaccinated, right? They got positive, but they're positive, you know, positive on a test, and they're still letting them work, even though because they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
They're freaking COVID positive.
Yeah, they're not. The vaccine
but
clearly isn't doing
anything.
But
if you're not vaccinated.
And you're fine.
And you're negative.
And you have the antibodies.
You can't have a job.
You can't work there. You can't even go in there.
I'm so tired of this place.
Oh, yeah. It's about time for Jesus to show back up.
Yeah, about time.
I wish he would.
No, I tell you what's finna happen. What's finna happen is Trump's finna roll.
Oh, yeah. We're about to roll with the punches. They're already starting.
Dude, it's Virginia. What was it? Virginia, Washington? All them
Republicans. Oh, yeah. All the ones that are diehard.
That dude that won, that trucker that won.
Yeah. He had like $150 on his campaign.
Yeah. Just beat the Democrat just because he wasn't a Democrat. People were tired of it, man.
And
people are tired of it.
But it's so funny because those same politicians and celebrities,
dude,
are so tone deaf, they don't get it.
Yeah,
they
don't
just
get
cannot
it.
See that.
They're out of touch with reality.
They think, oh, these people are just crazy conspiracy theorists whenever it's the entire country but them. And they're the ones that are telling the crazy stories and stuff now. Like, they're like...
Yeah. That I show you, you know, that guy that won, right? The trucker?
Yeah.
That dude, that Democrat, that president Democrat, whatever he is, after he won, election was over, he's like, no, it ain't over. We got 12 more thousand votes that just showed up out of nowhere, you know, like, come on. And they didn't count them, but But that's the type of shit they pull.
Well, see, people aren't seeing like the laws, the voter laws that are getting passed, and that's why they're making such a big deal about it. It's because that's a lot of times that's the only thing people see, because that's the only thing that the media will show is what like Joe Biden and them are saying.
Yeah.
When the truth of the matter is, the rest of the country is still moving and going on with either way it goes.
Yeah.
And they're putting in these voter laws, and these Democrats are losing their seats.
Yeah.
And they're not going to sit there and broadcast that, because that's making them look bad.
Yeah.
But you got to step back from the media. You got to step back and really, really look hard at everything that's going on. And if you do that, you can see that we're actually winning right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're winning big time.
God works behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And Trump and everything's behind the scenes. It's on the back channels. Yeah. You know, that's what everybody's got to watch, the back channels.
Yeah. And God, there's a reason why he says that God works in a serious way.
And people are mad at, dude, you cannot be mad at Trump for pushing the vaccines. They're saying he's not pushing it. He's saying it's your choice.
Yeah.
You know, it works. You don't get as sick or whatever. But here's the thing. What would happen if he come out and said they don't work?
Oh, they would tear him to shreds on the media.
He's got to stick to his guns, man, because it would be hell.
Yeah. Do you know why everybody's losing their ratings right now? Because they can't talk about Trump.
Yeah.
He's not letting them have their megaphone, their bullhorn anymore. They don't know what to talk about. That's why they're just so contradicting each other, because they're just trying to get these stories out and get the views, because if you don't have views, you're not going to make any money. You're going to get shut down.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at CNN right now.
Yeah. They're done.
They're done for.
All of them's done for. I think Trump's going to buy it.
Watch him do that.
He's got his acquisition company. And they're, once they're, you know, it keeps, they just keeps tanking. He's tanking the business so he can buy it, I believe that's what's going to happen. Because it's, you know, it's made in that.
I think they all need to be held for... For corruption and stuff.
They are. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Fox News. Look at Wallace. Yeah. What he did during the election when he was debating with them, you know, doing the debates. He was the moderator or whatever, and he was just...
Wallace.
Yeah, he was just throwing softballs.
He left,
Yeah.
You ever... Who's that?
That's my buddy.
Mm. You ever watched... what is it? Got me confused whenever I say now.
Like, we're talking about Chris Wallace.
Yeah. But there's a lot of things happening that people don't realize. And it's gonna pay off. That's what he's draining swamp. This whole thing was a sting operation. It's a covert operation, I really believe. And what he had to do is run, use the... What was it? The electoral votes to win. Right, because he knew he couldn't win with the popular vote because they had their cheating system in, right? So the next go around, he had to let them cheat as much as possible, and he had to get so many votes because we made it obvious that they cheated.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
There's no way you can. Yeah, you sit made there it and look at that election.
So what happened is because of that, laws got passed. Now.
This next election is going to be the most important election of our entire country.
Remember what the whole Q thing said. The Senate is the target.
Yeah.
We take over the Senate, it's over. The Senate and the House.
Oh, yeah. Just wait until we get a supermajority.
And I'm not talking about them freaking rhinos, Republican in, what is it, Republican in name only or whatever.
Yeah.
But we get rid of them, man, it's over with.
You know, they're already saying that these new Republicans are dangerous.
Yeah, because they're going to get them for treason.
Well, we follow the law. We follow the Constitution.
I want them dead. I want them for treason. Oh. I want them in a firing squad for, you know.
There's a reason why Trump remodeled Gitmo to hold high-profile American citizens.
Hell yeah.
There's a reason for it. Y'all just wait. Time will tell. Every time Trump does something, the media is going to land blast it with lies.
But then
to think about the Kim Jong Un and stuff.
Yeah.
They just was like, "War, we're all gonna die. He's about to start World War III." It never happened. He made an ally out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, the complete opposite of what they were saying.
Yeah.
Every time they said that, it's always turned out to be the opposite. They're saying it now again. It's going to turn out to be the opposite.
What is the only promise that Trump hasn't kept yet? out of all his campaign promises, built a wall, redid the NAFTA deal, you know, all this NATO, redid that. The only thing he hasn't kept his promise on is draining. When it's all down.
He's gonna have his face on Mount Rushmore before it's said and done.
Yep. And I know people, a lot of people out there, like, I don't know about that. Watch.
Yeah. You want to take bets?
Yeah. Just watch. I bet you 10 years from now you're gonna see a totally different country. Yeah. Actually, I say five. I don't think it's that much.
I can't wait for people when it's gonna happen. I don't know. It may just be so crazy it's gonna blow everybody's minds, but. If I catch somebody that I know for sure hated Trump talking about how they knew how everything was going to happen afterwards, after all this is said and done, you better watch out because you're about to get some teeth knocked out.
Yeah, for real. You didn't stand by stand by yourself. Yeah. No, you folded quick every time. We got to go do this. We got to go do that. Shut up. Man, we've done what we're supposed to do. We voted. The laws have been passed. That's what he called out. That's why it was things we had to do, and the people are going to continue to do it.
Well, people think that Trump was just going to run up in here with the military and free everybody.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's the same thing that people thought Jesus was going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it ended up being a way bigger victory the way God wanted it, you know, the way God let it happen. Instead of freeing just the Jews, he ended up freeing everybody.
Yeah. Yep, I believe it. No, I know that, but yeah, I believe he's in the process of it.
You don't think? I mean, that's the same person that was dealing with that that was moving and controlling everything with that is the same being that's controlling this stuff. It's God.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna get us through it.
And you know what else bothers me? All right, a lot of people don't believe in prophecy or whatever. If you go look at Kim Clement's prophecy, right? And then you go look at the whole Q thing, you know, Q alerts and all that, which, you know, people say ain't real and it don't matter, whatever. But if you go do that, Kim Clement prophesied all that stuff before Q
was even a thing.
Yeah.
Before anything. And then he was, and Kim Clement's dead. Yeah. Died before Trump was even president.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? You can't guess that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I know. And
if anybody doesn't believe us, just go look at it.
You know, there's a podcast. Go listen to it. There's a podcast called Alpha Vets, and they connect the whole Kim Clement prophecies and the Q things together. What Kim Clement prophesied, what was going to happen, and the whole Q thing was happening. And, you know, even the whole how do we have two presidents? We will have two presidents. That was prophesied. Yeah. We will have two presidents.
This whole thing is bigger than all of us.
Man, yeah.
Way bigger than all of us. It's bigger than even our generation.
It bothers me so much we don't realize what we're in a revolution.
Yeah, we are. We're in a spiritual revolution.
That too. We're in a great awakening.
Everything.
It's so much happening. And everybody's just like, well, I mean, you know. Shut up, dude.
Yeah. They're just half, you know, got their eyes half open. It's I don't get it. They didn't tell us that on the news.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah. Like, they ain't gonna tell you that on the news. You ain't never heard that saying, the revolution won't be televised, you know?
It won't be.
So, come on, people. I
mean, does people not see what's going on in all these media? It's just a censorship. They're hiding all the information from us.
Yeah, everything.
They do not want it getting out.
People need to go to frankspeech.com. I do believe the Supreme Court is having to do some things, too. I think there's a whole, like...
There's a process.
Even Trump come out the other day and said the Supreme Court has some big rulings they got coming up. He knows what's going on, man. We don't. We don't know everything that's going on, but he gives us ideas.
Yeah.
You know, he gives us crumbs.
The best thing we can do is go about our lives.
But in a real military operation... Nobody can know what's going on.
No.
Nobody.
Loose slips, sink ships.
That's right. And he even said, we won't tell you when we're going to attack, but attack we will.
Yeah, and you hear him the other day when he's like, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Now we're going to take the fight to him.
The attack's on now. It's all wide open. And I'm just ready for it. I really am. I really am ready for
Everybody's ready for it.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you are. Everybody knows that something is going on.
Yeah.
You can't sit there
and lie. What kind of president don't have anybody at their inauguration?
Yeah.
I got 81 million votes, but ain't nobody showed up.
Yeah.
And then I got more, you know, dislikes.
Like, they had to keep people out. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, they put up a fence to keep people away from the inauguration because people hate him so much.
And nobody showed up. They didn't even show up.
They just had their own people there. And the military. Like,
it looked like some crap from...
It looked like some Nazi Germany stuff or, like, something from China or something like that. And, like, look at us. Look at our military.
Yeah, and stupid people,
and that's
man.
It. Mm.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to everything. I don't know.
I hope it's bigger than what they promise.
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, just imagine a world where these people that are literally enslaving all of us. Imagine if they're gone, and we're able to be actually Americans and actually people. Imagine what the world's gonna be like.
Yeah, I wonder if we're like wanted people like me and you, right? We know what's going on. I mean, it's been right there in front of our face. We know what's going on. But people who wonder, why do we know? You know what I mean? Why?
Yeah.
Why do we know? Probably I don't get it.
Probably for this right here.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But it says 4-6% will be lost forever, you know.
Yeah, they're just not going to wake up. They're too far in it.
Yeah. And it'll be the greatest story ever told. I've heard that.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's if you look back at the whole picture, I think we're living through the Book of Revelation, and it's not going to happen. You know, you can read the book.
There's many. I don't know. I mean, it is, but it's not at the same time.
Yeah, it is, but it's not. It's the way you. It's just the way it's going to play out. It's never going to play out the way that you think it is.
No.
Because I think the Book of Revelation is. It's people have so much trouble reading it simply because it takes time to read it. You have to reach this point in history before it makes sense. And God knew that.
Yeah.
That's why it's a revelation. It's once you get to that, then you have that revelation.
Well, we'll see. All I know is Trump's finna win.
Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't matter.
No.
As long as, like, for us, it doesn't matter if we go to today or tomorrow. We know where we're going.
Yeah.
We know we're going to be in paradise. So that's why we're not scared to talk about
it. We still have our souls. I do believe people have completely lost their souls.
There are some, I think.
That are just nothing. You know, when you look at them talking.
Just a husk.
Just when you look at them talking, you can tell. Like you were telling me the other day, they just sit there and run their mouth, right?
Yeah.
And you look in their eyes, and you can tell that just nothing. No gears are spinning.
There's nothing there.
Just nothing.
And then, like, well, when you saw about that chick the other day that just, you talk to her and then she just, like, shuts down and goes back to her phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, she doesn't know, she can't follow a conversation. She
when I was at my buddy's house and he had that girl over and, like, we're sitting there talking to her and it just, and then she'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, we'd try to explain it to her, and then she'd just kind of fade back into her phone. And then she'd be like, what was that? And I'm like, we just told you.
Yeah.
But you keep going back in your phone. And she could not keep up with anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, they're weird, man. They're weirdos. Like purple people eaters.
Yeah, one eye, one horn, purple people eater.
Them people that...
You've seen it on movie.
Yeah. Well, them people that we call them people that wear like eye black and stuff.
Oh, they're talking about the goth people.
Yeah, purple people eaters. Yeah. Weirdos, man.
See, we got a new name for people now that are still stuck in the system. We call them normies.
Yeah, that's right. Normies.
Old normies. Y'all just normies. We're purebloods, though.
Yep. And now, like, the whole thing's unraveling about the vaccine mandates, right?
Yeah, they can't.
College, matter of fact, college athletes, if you've had COVID and if you already had COVID and you're not vaccinated, you're considered fully vaccinated now, is what they said. What kind of stupid shit is that? But I mean, I get it. I mean, it's right. You're pretty much immune after you get it. But why? And but all them people that got vaccinated, well, you know, y'all fucked up. Yeah. I mean, let's just be real with it.
Yeah, yeah, you fell for it. Yeah. You fell for it. It's just like what Jim was saying last week about with. Just
I don't believe. I do not believe though. Like,
most of them
are kind of like not bad vaccines, but it's just nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's just a what do you call it? A the little pills they give you that are just sugar.
Yeah, stuff like yeah. They gotta have a. They thought that everybody was gonna get it, but they gotta have a control group. You know. But it's bad, man.
I'm not going to volunteer to be a guinea pig for Dr. Fauci.
No.
Definitely not. Whenever he lets dogs.
It bothers
just...
me because I know people who got it, and because they was worried, and they really was worried, and it just. But I think the first vaccine, you know, they're not going to get it no more. Not to, you know, because yeah. And I do believe but your immune still... system is going to recover after.
Yeah, but you can
the first and second vaccine, you know,
maybe,
not
maybe,
you know.
What if it doesn't?
Then boosters are going to hurt people,
yeah,
though.
You better not get no booster.
No, they're hurting people with that.
You remember what Jim said? And he said he got it. He was seeing. I don't know if he said he got it.
No, he
remember.
Said he hasn't got it.
Yeah, but he said that somebody did, and they had the antibodies already. But then they had COVID, got the antibodies.
Yep.
Then went and got the vaccine, and then they got COVID again. But this time, they don't have the antibodies anymore. It destroyed their immune system.
Yep.
Do not take the vaccine.
No.
Don't do it. It's not worth it. You got a 99.999999% chance of surviving it. Yeah. So why would you even do that?
So why even do it? It's depopulation agenda. If you don't believe in depopulation agenda, y'all need to go look up Agenda 2030. They sit there and do it in front of your face.
All they got to do is go look at the stuff that Bill Gates is wanting, and you sit there and see that he's one of the main ones pushing this stuff right now.
Yep.
He wants a 0% population. He wants it totally gone. He wants all human race extinct.
All? I thought he wanted up to like 500 million.
No, it's like he basically wants it all gone. Him and, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
They
want to
be. They want to be robots.
Yeah, they want to have their rope. That's what they're trying to do, I think, is they're trying to get to the point where they don't need human slaves anymore because human slaves are a problem because they rise up.
Yeah.
And robots won't do that. And you can go and you can think we're crazy talking about this, but just go and research transhumanism.
Yep.
It's everywhere. It's in our movies. It's in everything. Yep. And it's not just robotics either. Transhumanism isn't just robotics. It's anything... It's implants, human implants. It's, you know, putting pig hearts in people instead of, you know, that's, people don't think, I was listening to this thing the other day, and they were talking about how, you know, in the paranormal stuff, a lot of times you see that even a piece of hair or anything or a necklace somebody used to wear, if they're dead, so they can have their, you know, spirit attached to it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's just an inanimate object. Imagine if they got their heart transplanted into somebody else and that heart's still alive. Like, why don't scientists, why are we not researching the effects of that? Like, I was looking and watching a lot of interviews.
But haven't they
people,
researched brains and other things?
Oh, man. If we go into that in China, they got that guy that's been doing head transplants over there.
What?
Yeah. And then that's... Well, the thing is, if you get your what I was saying was is like people have been experiencing, like if they do get a heart transplant, a lung transplant, whatever, a lot of times they end up having a new favorite food.
Yeah.
And it's just so happens that it's the favorite food of that person who's got their body donated to them.
Yeah.
And it's like it's weird stuff like that. Like there's,
you know, I've seen a thing. They have, like, what is it called? Brain cells, I guess. It was brain. They put in these little, you got to look it up. It's something about brain cells they put in something, and they had them bouncing a ball back and forth, you know. Just that was what was going. That was doing it. It was something on a computer, like they hooked it up to a computer thing, and it was two little brain cells or whatever, and they had it just bouncing a ball back and forth. Like, you know, you ever seen that game where it's like, dong,
old ping pong game?
Yeah. But that's all it was doing. It's weird, man. They just, got some weird stuff going on.
You
got
to look at Elon Musk is having some stuff going on right now. He's talking about how he's trying to get
trying to slow it down.
Well, he is, but he's trying to make the AI to counter it. Their AI systems. He says he wants to make a good AI, but I mean, we don't know what the heck Elon Musk is. We don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. He's hard to read.
Yeah, he is.
And but see, he's wanting to do this stuff with the Neuralink too, like in the brains.
Yeah,
and all that stuff. I don't know about that, but
no.
And then that's the transhumanism stuff I was talking about. Yeah. This stuff is there, and like people,
he's probably like an undercover type person, you know.
Yeah, there ain't no telling him. He's different.
He's out there.
He's different.
Yeah. He tries some crazy stuff. He said he's going to be taking people on trips in outer space in like a couple years.
Yeah.
Just ride around the planet like it's nothing. Just
yeah.
Like in a bus full of people just looking.
You pay your $100,000 ticket and you can go, circle the Earth one time.
You know, once the tickets go down, I might go do that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you think about it. I'd hate to break down in space, though. That'd be a bad situation. Yeah, man. Like, well,
imagine having space mechanics. Your starship's having some problems. You pull into the port and get your spaceship fixed.
I don't know if you watch, what's that, Above Majestic, man. There's so much stuff going on. You know, I watch that stuff and it's almost believable about the aliens and them meeting them on the moon. And I know we're getting deep into some stuff right now, yeah, but.
You ain't ready for that conversation.
No, but they go and meet these aliens on the moon and all that, right? And people are like, oh, aliens don't exist. And I told my wife this. I said, here's the thing. You're looking at them as aliens. You know what I look at them as? Demons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Demons do exist, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah.
Why wouldn't they make themselves look like aliens? You know what I mean?
I kind of believe along that line, too. You got aliens. I think there are, the angels are there, too.
But there's a whole other breed of them that are supposedly aliens.
Yeah.
You know, there's good ones and bad ones. If you go watch that Above Majestic. So,
you got the Dracos and then the which comes to the lizard people and all that stuff. And there's some stuff in there that's really believable and it lines up. But you got to have an open mind.
Yeah.
And you can't just sit there. The thing is, people have gotten so used to believing everything they see on TV that they think that everything on TV they need to believe.
Yeah.
You got to go into it knowing that you're probably getting lied to.
Yep.
You got to use your own brain. You got to make your own decisions for yourself.
Mm-hmm. My uncle said, we said at Christmas, he goes, I don't believe nothing. If it comes from the government, I don't believe nothing. I'd rather believe some kid telling me a lie than them song. You know, like, I'll trust. I mean, but he's right, though.
You can't trust him.
Holler at him sometime, too. We need to get him to see if he can make us some signs. So, Billy, can you make us some signs? We'll launch your business on our podcast.
Look, you can't believe them, man. Everything they say, they do not care about us.
Yeah.
They do not care about us. Just look at what they left us over in Benghazi. They left us over in Afghanistan. All of this different stuff, they do not care about us. You think they're going to leave six people over there, you think they're going to care about the millions of people here? No. They're going to go door to door, maybe.
Could you imagine if Trump was president and Benghazi would have happened with his president?
It wouldn't happen.
Fuck, heck no.
Would not happen. He got.
And
he,
if
he's
they
the
tried
one,
it, he'd have blew up that whole country.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, he did. Look what he did. He dropped the Moab, man. Yeah. That was the best thing I ever seen.
Like on the first day.
Yeah, he's like, boom. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Sent a message the first day.
And they didn't have no problems with him since.
No,
they actually wiped him out. They wiped him out. There's nothing going on.
You know, they're
right
trying to build up another war right now
with Russia
and Ukraine.
Yeah.
And I don't think nothing's going to come of it because they always trying to push it. It's a false flag. They're going to push a false flag
just doing
and
that,
say
yeah.
Russia did it. The same thing they say North Korea's firing missiles. You cannot believe anything you see on the news. How you know they're not shooting missiles and just saying Russia's shooting missiles? You know what I mean? They're lying to you all the time. Everything is a lie. No, matter of fact, you need to go to the news, and when you're sitting there watching it, you don't say it's probably getting lied to. You need to take it as you are getting lied to. Everything. When they say today is, what's today? I don't know. Whatever today is, that consider tell them that's a lie.
Yeah.
Because even if they're right about it, that's how bad they lie. I mean, seriously, like I trust the news, the media, the government, anybody. I don't. They all lie about everything. And, you know, people saying, well, we got to listen to Fox News. They lie.
Yeah, they're just
you know,
the
if there was a real real news organization, they'd be covering up the laws that have been made, they all the investigations.
Newsmax has been doing it a little bit. They've been doing a pretty good job.
No, I'm talking about Fox.
Oh, yeah, Fox is definitely. They're
Yeah,
they're
that's what I'm saying.
Garbage.
People's like, oh, Fox is the only one to tell the truth. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They lie about everything.
And let me say
they still got a narrative.
Let me say something about Tucker Carlson. Because I see a lot of people saying, you know, him and Hannity are, you know, they're good. They're still good. They're good. They're good. They work for that company. They're getting a paycheck from that company. If that company is bad, then they are bad because they're accepting the money from it. It's simple.
Yep.
It's follow the money.
Yep.
Okay. Follow the money.
People don't take it like that. Dude, they all lie. They're all lying. And I'm not saying that Fox is okay, right? They're still using a narrative.
Yeah, they're trying to...
Go to the opposition because they're trying to keep us split.
Yeah.
You know, it's a narrative.
We need to turn off the
one
news.
Yeah, exactly.
And we need to realize that we're all just Americans.
Yep.
We all
turn off
here.
The news and look at what's going on instead of what they're telling you what's going
on. Yeah.
You know?
Look with your own eyes. Stop believing everybody else.
It's like that movie, Don't Look Up or Look Up.
Yeah, and they didn't... They're Rotten Tomatoes and all of them are, like, giving them hell over there. They're trying, you know, give them zero.
Really?
Like, yeah. Because all the medias are doing it.
Really?
They're talking so much crap about it.
All right, this is what happened in that movie. I'm going to give you all a spoiler alert for a little bit if you ain't watched it. They was like, just look up, you know, telling people, just look up, you know, they're lying to us, right?
Yeah.
And the president and everything was going, don't look up, they're lying to you. All you got to do is just,
it's
is,
right there.
You know?
There it is.
Yeah, it's right there in front of your face.
That's all you got to do.
It's right there in front of your face, man.
But, step back from the racist stuff. Stop thinking everybody's out to get you because they're not.
No.
Not the normal people. We're not out to get you. The rednecks ain't out to get you. The white people ain't out to get you.
The black people ain't out to get you.
The Chinese people ain't out to get you. The Asian people, you know, it's not that. It's the government.
Yeah, all the governments.
Yeah, and they're out to get us.
Yep. It's the people versus the government.
It's always been that way.
Yep. And it's...
It doesn't have to be that way.
No, it don't. We got to put the right people back in charge. When Trump, and he's going to be back in. Y'all can think what y'all want. Trump will be back in the White House.
Pretty soon.
Yep.
Just look at what they're doing to Joe Biden. He's not going to be in there long.
No.
Do you think Kamala Harris is going to be in
there?
What kind of person
falls up the stairs?
Not just once. He did it like three times, and finally he just face planted.
He fell up the stairs.
And he just quit walking so fast.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He should have had his cane with him.
But look, hey, y'all, check us out next week. Got Big Worm coming on. It's going to be a good podcast. Got him talking about his Lost and Found Ministries. Yeah. You know, has testimony. He's done a lot of things for Columbus. He's a pro boxer. I think he's MMA, and he's done a bunch of things.
We'll find out. We'll have to ask him about it.
Yeah.
He'll tell us.
But we're looking forward to that. And, you know, got any questions, ruthlessheadtalk@gmail.com. Anyways, you got anything else to say?
I don't know. Just look up.
Yeah, just look up. Yeah, I liked that movie, actually. It wasn't bad. It's just the world got destroyed at the end.
Yeah.
But it's eventually going to get destroyed anyway. All right, y'all. Peace out.